not only in regard to their present situation, but also in regard to their future prospects, opportunities, hopes, and ambitions. I was curious for one thing, to learn why it was that so many of these European people were leaving the countries in which they were born and reared in order to seek their fortunes in a new country and among strangers in a distant part of the world. And to this question, I think I may say that I have found, in a general way, an answer. One general fact, at any rate, in regard to this matter of emigration, I may perhaps, without attempting to go into details, mention here at the outset. It is this. The majority of people who reach this country as immigrants from Europe are, as one might expect, from the farming regions. They are farm labourers or tenant farmers. Now there exists, as I discovered, a very definite relation between the condition of agriculture and the agricultural peoples in Europe and the extent of emigration to this country. In other words, wherever in any part of Europe I found the condition of agriculture and the situation of the farm labourers at their worst, there I almost invariably found emigration at the highest. On the other hand, wherever I visited a part of the country where emigration had in recent